This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Holiday Weekend Decision Making.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. This Memorial Day weekend, families are having to consider more than hot dogs or hamburgers. With gasoline prices approaching $4 a gallon, people are rethinking road trips for getaways or family picnics. A House panel grilled oil company executives about high energy prices yesterday, but they didn't really say anything we haven't heard before. The CEOs say record profits are the result of tight supply and increased demand. Oil is at $132 a barrel this morning. With that, here's something that's getting a lot of attention today. A British automotive company has just launched a new car designed to cope with the fuel crisis. The company claims this new vehicle will get more than 80 miles per gallon. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The Axon is a two-door hatchback which will carry two adults and two children. The makers claim that at more than 80 miles per US gallon, it's twice as fuel efficient as the Toyota Prius. Its carbon emissions are much lower, and it will sell for around half the Prius's European price. Unlike the Prius, the Axon is not a hybrid. It uses a conventional gas engine. The key is the car's very lightweight carbon fiber body. It's half the weight of the equivalent conventional vehicle. The company's boss, Steve Cousins, says there's a moral here for all car makers.
We can, using our existing gasoline infrastructure and our existing gasoline engines, radically reduce the amount of fuel that they use and still have vehicles that are very attractive to use.
He says carbon fiber is used in Formula One racing cars and is perfectly safe. The Axon's expected to sell for the same as a typical family car. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The Dow gained 24 points yesterday to 12,625. It had dropped more than 400 points in the previous two sessions. The Nasdaq was up 16 points to 2464. The S&P 500 rose 3 to 1394. The stock market will be closed Monday for Memorial Day. A mix in Asia today. European shares are lower. It's no secret times are tough for Detroit. Fewer people are buying new cars, and it's not just about oil. A new study says a million fewer cars are expected to be sold this year. Jill Barchet has more.
Thanks to soaring commodity prices, it costs automakers $750 more to produce a car this year. That's according to Alex Partners, a Detroit consulting firm. John Hoffecker is a managing director.
The precious metals which go into the exhaust system to make sure that you have clean air, those prices have doubled in the last year. Steel has doubled in the last 5 months.
Hoffecker says automakers can no longer absorb these costs or force suppliers to shoulder them. That's spurring them to rethink how they make cars.
They're looking at very creative ways, in fact, to use less material in a vehicle.
Or substitute carbon fiber for metal, just like the tennis racket industry did years ago. I'm Jill Barchet from Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with patient groups, first responders, and physicians to save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. On the web at Medtronic.com. And by Clarkson Potters, The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, the cookbook inspired by the radio program for people who love to eat. Available now.
While fans wait to see what teams will face off in the NBA Finals, there's a lot of debate going on about the path some players take into the world of professional basketball. A former USC basketball star was just dropped yesterday by his agent ahead of the NBA draft next month. There are allegations the player illegally received cash and gifts while he was in college. But if he had his own way, he may have never set foot in a college classroom. LeBron James entered the NBA right from high school. He was among the last players to do so.
After that, the league put in place a rule known as one and done, preventing an 18-year-old from pretty much becoming an instant millionaire. Sports writer Donnell Alexander is here to talk more about one and done. What was the idea behind the rule?
Well, the plan was that players would no longer be able to come directly to the NBA. They'd have to do a year of college. And the problem with that is these kids are bound for the NBA by the time they're 13, 14 years old. They're heavily scouted. They know their value. Every player who's come in with that expectation that they do 1 year and quit has done so. And it's hurt the classroom environment, obviously. That's the first thing that takes a hit. But there's also room for lots of corruption.
Can you explain one of the latest examples we have at USC?
Yeah, the latest example at USC is O.J. Mayo. And the allegations are that since he was a high school player, an agency has been funneling $30,000 in cash toward him, which sounds like a lot of money. And obviously it is for a kid.
For a high school
It's a lot of money.
And so the runner is supposed to what sort of...
Here's where it really gets complicated.
Get this kid ready to go a certain way once
The end of his amateur career, he'll sign up with the agent. You know, these runners were basically started by the shoe companies. The shoe companies have their hands very deep in amateur athletics. They're sort of wooing the kids so that the kids will come with them by the time they're professionals. The Adidases, the Nikes, they're all players in the game.
And what about the NBA? What kind of questions does it have to ask itself right now?
The real question that everyone's asking right now is this one-and-done rule beneficial to anyone?
So what about you? Are you a fan of one-and-done? What would you do?
I think one-and-done's a really bad rule. I think that O.J. Mayo, for example, he was the person who can open the Galen Center at USC. Granted, he probably made $30,000, maybe more, for his appearance there, but he put USC basketball on the map. The number 32 jersey at USC is a high seller. He doesn't get a cut from that. And the TV deals, all of these things add up to a fairly inequitable deal. So, in essence, the NBA is shirking its responsibility by not developing its own minor league.
Donnell Alexander blogs about sports and fitness for Moly.com. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
To comment on this and other stories, go to marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.